T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
10 years he has celebrated of being on WCCO Radio. That is Dr. David Hilden from Hennepin Healthcare. And, Doctor, congratulations on that anniversary.
Thanks a lot, Dave. It's been great to chat with people on a Sunday morning for the last 10 years, and I hope to do it for a long time to come.
You know, what's cool, too, is I had a chance to see your new facility here on 8th in downtown Minneapolis. Wow, is that high tech?
It is beautiful. I would, you know, I'm biased, but I would call it the Minnesota's most state-of-the-art medical facility of all. Right on Nathan Park here in downtown Minneapolis. It's our new clinic and specialty center.
Yeah, I had a chance to go through there a while back. It is just really impressive. Well, a couple of things I want to ask you about. First of all, though, there's a study. It's making headlines today, Dr. Hilden. I hope you've had a chance to see the story about drinking as many as 8 cups of coffee a day could help you live longer.
I'm about to break into the hallelujah chorus here, Dave. I am sitting at my desk. I've got a cup of coffee. It's strong. It's black coffee, and I'm enjoying every gulp of it. Yeah, there's a new study out. It sort of confirms what we have come to believe, in that not only is coffee not a vice, it might actually make you live longer. This new study, it studied, a 500,000 people or something in the United Kingdom, and they found that people who drink 3 or 4 or even up to 8 cups of coffee a day might actually live longer, and it didn't matter if it was caffeinated or decaf. So there's something in the coffee itself, and that confirms what we've known for a few years, that it's probably not only not harmful, coffee may actually be good for you.
You know, there was a time when women that were pregnant, they were worried about drinking too much coffee. Would that still hold true?
I don't think so. I think it's even probably okay in pregnancy. The issue is probably the caffeine in pregnancy. It gets you jazzed up a little bit. And so that if you have a rapid heart rate already or something like that, you maybe want to lay off all that caffeine. I'm not suggesting that people go out and drink 8 cups of caffeinated coffee a day. There might be a significant amount of road rage on the roads if we all did that. but if you are a coffee drinker, and even if you're pregnant, I think it's probably okay to have a few.
What if I'm not a coffee drinker? Should I start?
Well, probably not. You know, most of the studies that we do are observational, and so it doesn't mean there's actual proof that here you must do this to live longer. It's more just an observation that people who do drink coffee might live longer. And so it could be things we don't know. It could well be that people are just happier when they're drinking coffee. Maybe they're relaxing a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're taking time to slow down and in stopping stressors in your life by taking a coffee break. So we're not even exactly sure what the cause is. So if you dislike the taste of coffee, it's probably not worth it. Although I do have to say, there's a running joke in my family that if I were ever on a desert island and my last days to live, I would ask for a cup of strong coffee. So if you enjoy it, I would have at it.
And the good news is you'd live a couple extra days on that island.
I would, and I'll be happy. I'll be drinking my coffee and all that. It's probably not worth starting up though, if you don't like it.
Dr. Hilden, one of the things that we've read lately about something I know that you've had to deal with some of your patients is very painful shingles. You get shingles, man, that can be just awful.
Yep.
But now I'm reading about a new shingles shots, a series of 2 of them.
Yeah, this one's better, Dave, than the previous one. The old one was pretty good. It prevented maybe 50 to 60% of shingles. Well, that's pretty good, but we could do better. The newer one, it's called Shingrix, that's the brand name, is a 2-shot series, but it prevents over 90% of shingles. So whereas I was lukewarm in my recommendations for people to get the shingles vaccine in the past, I'm no longer lukewarm on it. Now I tell people, get it. It's worth doing if you're age 50 or older. Whether or not you had chickenpox, whether or not you've had shingles, go get the 2-shot series. It's highly effective at reducing your chances of getting a really nasty and painful condition. The only problem we're having right now is that it's in short supply. I think the manufacturer got caught a little off guard about how much people like me would be recommending it. And so it's in a little short supply, but get it if you can get your hands on it. It is a two-shot series.
What about people who've already had the other shot before?
That's okay. You can still get it. Yeah, you can get it even if you got the other one. They work very differently. And the science just advanced so well. And I see people with shingles all the time. And it ranges from a little bother for a week or two to a burning pain sensation on your skin. So it can be really, really nasty. So whether or not you got the previous shot, you can get the new one as well.
Hey, before you go, we started talking about supplements for whatever reason yesterday, and some folks in here who always still take cod liver oil, and I'm going, oh, for Pete's sake, but if that's from the liver of a cod, I guess that would be fish oil. And what about supplements and fish oil, Doctor?
I think our Norwegian grandparents knew something about cod liver oil because it has vitamin D in it. But that being said, the vast majority of supplements are a waste of your money. Multivitamins have no evidence that they do a darn thing. So you don't have to take a multivitamin. In fact, the majority of vitamins you don't have to take. A, C, E, K, you don't need any of those. The only one you might need is vitamin D or folic acid if you're pregnant. And the vitamin D is in cod liver oil, so I think that's a good reason for taking that. But it's nasty, so maybe just take your vitamin D with a cup of coffee and call it good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, nice double whammy there with those two together.
Yeah, the rest of them are probably a waste of your time. Even multivitamins, the one most people take, there's no evidence whatsoever that taking a multivitamin will make you live a day longer.
What are you going to do on Sunday? Do you know yet?
We're going to do cardiac arrest. We have a fascinating story of a nurse who works here at Hennepin who nearly died because she had a cardiac arrest while vacationing with her father. He did CPR on her, saved her life. We're going to talk about the importance of learning, all of us, everyone listening, learning how to do CPR, and you too could save a life of somebody you know or maybe somebody you don't. It doesn't involve mouth-to-mouth anymore. It's just using your hands, and it's something for us all to learn. So we're going to talk about cardiac arrest and CPR.
Dr. Hilden, always great to hear you. I look forward to hearing you Sunday, and congrats on a decade with us here at CCO.
Thanks a lot, Dave. It's great chatting with you.
Dr. Dave Hilden here on WCCO from Hennepin Healthcare with that brand-new facility over there. You'll see it right on 8th if you're driving here in downtown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.